As the hours ticked away in St. Peter's Square, the crowds of people there continued to fix their eyes on the chimney above the Sistine Chapel, waiting for the smoke to appear. There were jubilant scenes when the white smoke was seen billowing from the smokestack, signalling the election of a new pope. As the crowds continued to swell, the proto-deacon came out onto the balcony of St. Peter's to announce the name of the new pope, Cardinal Bergoglio, who took the name Francis. Among the throngs of people in the square, this choice of pope was met with great surprise, but also joy. Lydia Kane was in the square to get their reaction.
Jeremy, can I just get your reaction? We're hearing Francesco Francis the First, an Argentinian pope.
Yeah, not on the radar as far as I know. That's fantastic. I mean, it's exciting. We have a South American
a huge Catholic population in Latin America.
What a boost for that part of the world. It's just there's so many wonderful things about this. It's exciting.
Wasn't expected. I mean, and the name wasn't really touted as being a possible pope, a papabile.
No, not at all. The first time I ever heard his name was yesterday, just kind of in passing. And I heard the name Giorgio from the balcony, and I was like, "Who's Giorgio?" And then I heard Bergoglio, and I couldn't believe it. I'd never heard that name.
What about you? Reaction?
Yeah, same. I had no idea who it was, but I'm totally excited. I mean, now that I know, I've heard great things about him just yesterday and today as well. So I'm really excited.
It's a great, like, it's a fresh start and it's a new start, but it's not, I mean, it's continuous, you know. I mean, you've got this kind of this new energy, new excitement in the church, you know.
Very much a surprise, but just thinking, you know, you picked Francis probably after Saint Francis. Just thinking of how holy of a man he was, how saintly he was, how he helped reform the church.
Bodes well.
I'm excited to see what he's going to do.
Actually, my first impression with the choosing the name Francis is humility. So it's a wonderful action for the Pope to the new Holy Father to have that.
We're hearing an Argentinian.
I think it's wonderful. You know, you expect Italian. You see the numbers of how many Italian cardinals there are, and to have somebody like that, you know that they've been praying about this.
Vi ringrazio l'accoglienza. La comunità diocesana di Roma, al suo vescovo, grazie. E prima di tutto vorrei fare una preghiera per il nostro vescovo emerito, Benedetto XVI. Per lui, perché il Signore lo benedica e la Madonna lo custodisca.
Bravo, bravo!
Padre nostro, che sei nei cieli, sia santificato il tuo nome, venga il tuo regno, sia fatta la tua volontà.
Stephen Duffy, Pontifical Irish College, Wicklow Diocese.
Tell me, Stephen, it's a momentous occasion here tonight. I mean, it's been absolutely fantastic. Oh, but we saw the white smoke, we waited, and then we got Pope Francis the First.
I know, it's absolutely incredible. I suppose what struck me first was the actual shock that was evident straight away. But then he came out and there was a certain sense of humility about him, and the crowd really warmed to him. When you think of Francis, you think of humility. You think of that beautiful cross in Assisi, of rebuild my church in you. You know, and there's a certain sense of that tonight. But it was just that real sense of humility that came from the man when he said, you know, let us pray for our Pope Emeritus. And, you know, leading us in the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be. And then before giving his apostolic blessing, Orbi et Orbi, he asked the crowd in silence to pray for them, to pray for the new Pope. You know, it was a beautiful moment.
How significant is it, you think, that he is Argentinian?
I suppose there's a certain consensus that, you know, the Catholic Church is developing and South America is a big part of that. You know, he's obviously a man who's, you know, lives the gospel well, knows the challenges that are there in South America. And, you know, maybe it's a time, you know, for that vibrancy to enter the church, you know, to instigate a new approach to, you know, to spreading the gospel in this year of faith.
People I was talking to said, you were talking about them really warming, and they seemed to really warm to this man. But also it had echoes of Karol Wojtyła about it. Nobody really knew who he was. Nobody had heard the name.
Yes, it was. That actually struck me this evening there when he first came out. Who's this? You know, and then next thing, oh, he's the Argentinian. And then, what's his name? And then it's Francis. You know, it's Pope Francis the First. It was very like that, you know. You know, I can't remember 1978, but I've often seen the clips. And it was quite like that. You know, who's this stranger? But then everybody warmed him straight away. It was a beautiful moment. It was a beautiful night.
It's a night everyone will remember for years to come, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I certainly will treasure this moment forever, you know.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Pregate al Signore perché mi benedica la preghiera del popolo chiedendo la benedizione per il suo vescovo. Facciamo in silenzio questa preghiera di voi su di me.
Viva il Papa!
Padre Francesco, a tutti i cedeli presenti e a quelli che ricevono la sua benedizione a mezzo della radio, della televisione e delle nuove tecnologie di comunicazione, concede l'indulgenza plenaria nella forma stabilita dalla Chiesa. Preghiamo Dio Onnipotente perché conservi a lungo il Papa a guida della Chiesa e conceda pace e unità alla Chiesa in tutto il mondo. Questo vi darò la benedizione a voi e a tutto il mondo, a tutti gli uomini e donne di buona volontà. Santi Apostoli Petrus e Paulus, de coni potestate et autoritate confidimus, ipsi intercedant pro nobis ad Dominum.
Amen.
Precibus et meritis Beate Maria Semper Virginis, Beati Michaelis Arcangeli, Beati Ioannis Baptiste, e Santorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli et Omnium Santorum.
Amen.
Miserator vesti omnipotens Deus, et dimissi omnius peccatibus vestis, perducat vos, Iesus Christus, ad vitam aeterna.
Amen.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestorum, spatium vee et fructuose penitenti, cor sempre penitens, et emendationem vitae gratiam et consolationem Sancti Spiritus. Et finalem perseverantia in bonis operibus trio ad vobis omnipotens et misericors dominus.
Amen.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti,
Amen.
Descenda super vos et maniat semper.
Amen.
Viva il Papa!
From Pope Francis.
Francesco! Francesco! Francesco!